So we got the good word yesterday, and that was our lead story, more or less, that the border with Canada and Mexico, but obviously for our area, more importantly, Canada, was finally going to reopen and be bilateral. It was going to go both ways. The Canadians opening their border to us here in the U.S. sooner than the Biden administration would open the border to allow Canadians to come here, even though Canada is more fully vaccinated, has a higher vaccination rate than we do here in the United States. They posed a lesser threat. It certainly has had an economic impact. Representative Bill Huizenga, who is a congressman from the west side of the state, also serves on a bilateral commission with Canada. He represents Congress on that commission. Was asked by Chris Renwick, who was filling in for me yesterday on my show, hey, what's changed? Why couldn't this have happened months ago?
I wish I had the answer to that. I don't think anybody does, including those actually making the decision at the White House. They have not articulated what has changed, what is different, maybe it is finally the pressure of Canada doing it has finally gotten to them. They see the futility in trying to make this a one nation policy.
Also, and again, this is just the political perspective on this, is that the Biden administration did not want to make a decision about the Canadian border until they tried to handle what's going on with the Mexican border down south. Well, Mr. President, they are two separate issues and should have been disconnected, but they were somehow politically connected at the White House, and they felt that if they didn't want to anger the Mexicans by opening the border to Canada because of the the trade agreement. So the good news is, though, that we will be welcoming, hopefully, a lot of new visitors here to the Great Lakes State. Annie Rummel is the Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO, a good friend of WJR. Annie, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. I hope everybody there is doing great.
We are doing great, even though we're still trying to figure out which booster to get, I think, like so many people. Hopefully we'll get some clarity on that today. You're right there near the Blue Water Bridge. How much have you missed your Canadian customers over the last 18 months?
Well, we've really missed them a lot. The people of Canada are always good friends and good visitors, and we loved hosting them. And even our OHL hockey team couldn't play. So now we're back on the ice. We're one of only two OHL hockey teams in Michigan, us and Flint. So we work very collaboratively to rotate the visitors around, not only to the state of Michigan, but also up into Ontario and their leagues up there.
I grew up watching OHL hockey, and it's a really fun brand of hockey, and I hadn't even thought that might be one of the consequences of what's been going on with this. What, as you look at the industries, I was doing the WJR agriculture tour and talking about agriculture tourism, heard from a lot of farmers that said that, you know, at the U-Pick farms that we draw a lot of Canadians that weren't there. The golf courses up in northern Michigan, and I'm sure in your part of the state as well, said that as much as one in five golfers that they had on their course were from Canada. Who got hit the hardest by this?
I think the small businesses, the small retail shops are still suffering. We're just so grateful and for them being able to come over. I think the appeal of the state of Michigan to the Canadians that come and visit us is the cost of their visit, especially even the cost of living here in the state of Michigan between Ontario and Detroit. It costs them 43% more to live in Ontario than here. And then going a little step deeper, it's another 11, almost 12% less than Detroit if you come into the Great Lakes Bay region. So they find a lot of value for their dollar. Now, right now, the exchange rate is at, I believe yesterday I checked it, and it was at 20%. So if you can imagine, their cost of living is higher, the cost of taxation is higher, and so coming here, they get a real value, even with the dollar being stronger.
Yeah. Help me, though. When the Canadians opened up the border to us, we expected there to be a flood, and I think there was about a one- or two-day flood of people who own property and vacation homes in Canada who immediately mm-hmm. jumped in and wanted to visit those homes if they were fully vaccinated. And yet I've heard from other people that said, you know, I really haven't traveled to Canada because some of the red tape there in getting tested and things like that can be somewhat cumbersome. We don't know yet what the conditions will be to allow the Canadians to come here other than a vaccination card. How worried are you that this could get messy in terms of what they need to do and that compliance may push away some people who say, I just don't want to deal with the rigmarole?
I think the most important thing is that we get complete clarification of the processes that they need to mm-hmm. follow so that organizations like mine can communicate that through our advertising, and organizations like yours that spill over into Ontario, and you have many listeners up there. If we can communicate precisely what they have to do, I think that'll put people at ease and they won't be as worried about compliance. But compliance is very important. We want to make sure that the citizens of Michigan understand that these visitors coming from Canada are appropriately vaccinated and vice versa. I have family members who traveled up into Canada and met their requirements. There was a little bit of stress there, but it really didn't prevent them from going.
Right.
They had the true desire to be there.
Good Lord. I think there's so much pent-up demand to get out and go and to visit the places that we love that you hope that will overcome whatever obstacles or whatever red tape may be there. Annie, you know, we have seen certainly in the auto industry, there's so much pent-up demand that there's a sense that they will be able to recoup what they lost during COVID eventually. Will that happen in your neck of the woods, in the travel business? Or do you look at it as saying, you know, honestly, what's lost is lost. We may be able to pick up a little bit more. Is this recoupable?
Oh, certainly. We saw a major hit in 2020. But in 2021, the pent-up demand and the fact that Michigan citizens couldn't travel to Canada had them embrace our state. And so our in-state travelers certainly came here. I think because of the holiday season coming up, our retail shops will recover because of the holiday shopping season. And mm-hmm. We'll be okay.
Well, we need to make sure that they get these supply chain things worked out, Annie, so that your retailers have everything that they want to have on store shelves. Right now, on a daily basis, about 15% of products fail to make it there. And we're going to be talking more about that ahead. But we're so happy for you and our folks in the Great Lakes Bay regional area. Take care.
Thank you. You too, Guy.